You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 25. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. This is the word of the Lord. You could see that there are two categories of people that the Lord identified in that verse: the weary and the faint. What does it mean to weary? What does it mean to faint? You see, to weary is to become tired. To faint is to temporarily give up. Because when somebody faint, they can still be brought back. But when you weary, you are not dead. You have not fainted, but you are tired. Sometimes we get weary. In fact, the scripture says, do not be weary of doing good. There are things you are doing. You get weary of praying about a matter. You've been praying about a matter for years. Or you've been doing something for people. They don't even appreciate it. You get weary. You have been investing in soul winning, but you don't seem to even see the souls that are being won. You want to become weary. You can even become weary of this Christian journey. You can be weary of living righteous. But you can also faint. That's a more serious one. You can faint. That means that you have given up. You are tired. You say it cannot work again. Imagine if you are in a bad marriage. You can either weary in a bad marriage or you become faint. But look at the word of the Lord. It says, I will refresh the weary. It is Him who wants to refresh you. God is saying to you today, every one of you hearing this who is weary, in different way, I don't know your weariness. Your weariness can be barrenness. You have trusted God for a child to raise for Him. Look at the way I put it. I said you have trusted God for a child to raise for Him. Because many people who are seeking to have children, the motive, the purpose in their heart, it does not usually align with the word of God. Always align your desire with God's word. The purpose for childbearing is to raise godly seed for God. So if you are looking for a child, it should be to raise that seed for Jesus. But you may have become weary waiting. The Lord is saying to you, I will refresh you. I will refresh you. I don't know what weariness may have come upon your soul. It could even be your job. It could be family issues. It could be your walk with God. You have become weary, but God is saying, I will refresh you. I will re-energize you. Hallelujah. You see, that is the beauty of this Christian walk. It's not about the push at the beginning. You know, everyone that runs, they get weary at some point. Have you seen those people that do long distance? How weary they are. Some of them, they will almost literally crawl to the finish line. But you see, in this Christian race, God will refresh you. It will look as if you are just starting with full energy, with full grace, with everything. Just imagine somebody who had gone around the field 20 times, and then there is now 2 more rounds to go. And then suddenly, he attains the state he was before the race, or even better and stronger. You know, that person will easily win the race. God says, I will refresh you. And those of you who have fainted, He said, I will satisfy you. So you will come back on life. You will come alive. Your line will once again turn on. He is the one that says that, I will do it. So what is your own responsibility? Is to ask Him. Say, Lord, I am weary. See, don't hide it. Don't try to pretend before God. People expect you that you should be of strong faith. You have waited and waited for a spouse. So people, because they know you are a godly sister, a born-again sister, they believe that it should not bother you. But you know within your heart that sometimes this thing, it makes you weary. tell the Lord, Lord, you said you will refresh me. Lord, I'm waiting for refreshment. I assure you by the word of the Lord that every one of you who is weary, you will be refreshed. It could be your health. Maybe your health has fainted. Maybe it's your spinal cord. Maybe it's your kidney. Maybe it's your liver. Maybe it's your eyes. Maybe it's your thyroid. Maybe it's your hand. Maybe it's your brain. It could even be your heart. It could be your lungs. Whatever it is, God will satisfy you. He will satisfy you with newness. You will find satisfaction in God. You will not find satisfaction in the world. You know, some of you, you no longer find satisfaction in the things of God. It has become ritualistic. Sometimes you are even beginning to doubt, is this thing real? I tell you, you are going to have satisfaction. God will satisfy you and you shall be satisfied. It will happen. No, this is not just a teaching. I'm telling you what God is saying to you as I'm speaking. He said, I'm going to refresh you and I'm going to satisfy you. Ah, praise be the name of the Lord. Go ahead boldly and ask him, the Lord, this is what you said. Be gracious unto us and satisfy us and refresh us. I thank God already for the refreshing and the satisfaction that is coming upon your life. God bless you all. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.